Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. This is your host, Mike Kahn. And here at PopTech, we are always interested in covering technology stories that make our lives interesting, easier, a little bit fun. But here's a story about technology and inspiration. We're at Mission Hills High School in San Marcos, California. And in case you hadn't heard of San Marcos, California, last week San Marcos was all over the news because of a 1,000-acre wildfire. And Mission Hills High School was actually a Red Cross evac site. Well, that was last week. And things have changed and a little bit back to normal this week. And, well, I'll say almost back to normal. We're here today to hear about a group of exceptional high school students that have competed in an international robotics competition in St. Louis called FIRST, which stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. You can go to USFIRST, USFIRST.org, to find out all about this competition we're about to speak about. And Mission Hills has a robotic team named the Iron Kodiaks. The amazing thing is the Iron Kodiaks inaugural year, they went all the way to the international competition as rookies. That's pretty amazing. And now joining us, the first student that we're going to interview, Sarah Bahane, you are the publicity commissioner, right?
Yes.
So you're all about PR. I deal with you guys all the time in my everyday work at Pop Tech Radio. Sarah, what did the Iron Kodiaks robots do?
Well, our robot was a purely defensive robot, and we were a goalie. We were one of two in the San Diego Regional.
Now, is this kind of like soccer for robots?
Kind of. It's like a mixture of soccer and volleyball. It's called aerial assist. So there's a truss in the middle of the field, and the robots had to throw it over there to get points. And then we had a high goal and a low goal that the robots would throw into as well to get points. And it was kind of like a mixture of that and football.
So you didn't just have to build a robot. You actually had to compete with other teams all around the world were there. Thousands of kids were there with their teams. And your guy was kind of competing in the soccer slash volleyball for robots competition.
Exactly.
And you said that during the break, you said your robot didn't necessarily kick the goals, but it had to – was it throwing a ball in? How does it score?
Well, we had an arm that extends up to 8 feet to block the high goal. And we also had two lower arms that blocked the low goal. One would go in front of it and one would go on top of it because it was a cube. So we had all sides covered that way.
So you had some rules that you had to abide by, but your team sat down and said, okay, here's what we're going to do with our robot.
Yes.
Cool. This like real steel competition, except they weren't actually tearing each other up. They're more... kind of the Olympic of robots. So tell me a little bit about the robot can be controlled remotely, but also by software?
Yes.
Okay, so in the remote control, somebody's controlling the robot. You know, one of your players was like excelling in video games. But then the software itself, you guys had to design the software, analyze from video cameras and other sensors that were on the robot?
Exactly. So it's each match started out a minute of autonomous period. And the robot was pretty much on its own, and it would do whatever it could. So we created a program that would have our robot start out in the middle of the field blocking a goal, and then it would randomly go either to the left or the right and extend its top arm to block the high goals. So we blocked a few goals
that
way.
How tall was the robot? How big was it?
Well, without the arm extending, it was a little under 5 feet because
With the arm extended, full extension,
yeah.
How tall could it get?
Over 8 feet.
Over 8 feet. And how much did it weigh?
Around 118 pounds.
And how long did it take you guys to build?
Well, we had a 6-week building period.
Oh, so you had to do it in a confined time.
Yes.
So 6 weeks from beginning to end and then off to St. Louis to the international competition. Well, Sarah, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to your next colleague on the team. We appreciate it. So we are now being joined by senior Jacob Prida. Jacob, you were the treasurer of the team.
That's correct.
Now, you told me during the break that you necessarily weren't a financial wizard to begin with. You're kind of into physics, right?
Yes. I'm actually majoring in physics when I go to UC Santa Barbara next year. And I certainly wasn't well experienced in managing money or anything.
But like any technology, it doesn't go very far without the financial backing. So you were tasked with a job for your team. A rookie team, never before had happened before, to go out and get the monies necessary. And robot technology is not cheap. So there had to be some hard cash at some point. Now, I'm sure you got a lot of money from the school system.
We got another kind of support from the school system.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we haven't received any funding from the school or the district. However, we have received essentially a charter, of a right to exist just because the school is a nonprofit organization.
So what does it cost to build a robot? A couple $100?
It cost us a few thousand.
A few thousand. And honestly, you're being kind of shy here. You actually got 100% donations to the tune of close to $15,000, right?
That's correct. Cash donations was totaling about $15,000, as well as approximately $5,000 in parts and donated labor for...
So all in, about $20,000 that you kind of managed to acquire for your high school. And Mission Hills High School is a big high school, 2,500 students here. But really the fact is they had not budgeted, and this is very similar to any kind of school system, had not budgeted for a robotics team. So the Iron Kodaks had to go do it on their own. And you did it by going out to where? Where did you get most of your donations from?
Most of our donations came from large companies, multinational companies. Our first large chunk of money was from the first rookie grant, which is something we applied for. It's through first that organization that runs the robotics competition. What we had to do is draft a business plan that outlined our aspirations for the year, our action plan, exactly what we...
Now, your principal was joking with me that he thought that it would be just kind of something real quick that you scribbled down on a notebook piece of paper and then handed in kind of a one-pager. But you actually spent a lot of time, never having done a business plan before, you actually crafted something that could have been turned into a large corporation. You, as a general manager for a technology company, you actually were able to put something together that really inspired people that you were looking to fund.
Yeah, that was definitely a big project. I'm very proud to have worked on that. Really, it was taken from a lot of different sources. I kind of used other teams' business plans, got inspiration from those, and decided exactly what I wanted to. Make ours look like how I wanted to present it.
Did you find that the and this advice is for our listeners that also may be interested in starting their own robots team. Did you find that it was really a tough sell for these technology companies that you were appealing to help fund you and donate you? Or did you find that they were so interested in robotics technology and where it was heading that it was an easy ask?
I was very impressed by the eagerness of a lot of these companies, whether they be local, small companies, or multinational corporations, to do whatever they can to help this organization. And just because I think that a lot of the people running these companies know the value of educating young people about engineering, science, and technology.
Very well said, Jacob. Well, we wish you good luck in your future endeavors at UC Santa Barbara.
That's correct.
In physics, maybe you'll be writing a couple of grants there soon enough.
Yes.
Let's go on to your colleague who's the vice president, and we'll find out a little bit more about the team. We're being joined now by Charlotte McGinn. Charlotte is the co-founder and vice president of the Iron Kodaks. That's the Mission Hills robotics team that we've been talking about. Now, I got to say, you know, this school is amazing. It's 2,500 students, big football team, did really well in the state competition. But you started a robotics team. What was it like to go out and try? I mean, was it hard to get folks to come into your team and get excited about it? Or did people say, oh, that's kind of geeky, I'm not going to do that?
Well, we had a club rush, which is a day where all the clubs have tables set up and we are giving information to students. And we had 60 people sign up, and I think around 40 people show up to our first meeting. But then people began to realize this is a serious club and you need a lot of time and dedication. So we dwindled down to about 24 members. And those 24 members are all very interested in pursuing science and technology careers.
And that's something you want to do. You want to go on and study computer science in college. Mm-hmm. You're a junior now?
I'm a junior, yes.
So this experience of starting this, there's got to be a certain level of pride that when you leave, you know, 10 years down the road, when you're out, you graduate at college, you graduate at graduate school, now you can come back and you can see the robotics team that you started.
Yeah, I'm very proud of how far we've come already, and I'm
I'm hoping that a lot of our siblings will carry it on and just kind of keep our precedence over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important, Charlotte, to explain to other students that are maybe listening in how to start a robotics. Do you recommend going to is the first website? Go there, learn a little bit about what robotics is all about.
Yeah, the first website is very useful, but I think what's even more useful is reaching out to some senior teams because FIRST is very interconnected. It's not so competitive. Well, it's competitive, but everyone wants to help each other grow because it's about learning more than it is about winning. So I would recommend reaching out to a senior team and asking them for advice because they can probably offer you the best advice.
That's good and inspirational. Now, you and I were talking in the break. You believe that robotics as a technology is just getting ready to explode on the marketplace. Do you see more and more young people getting into robotics as kind of a field for study, kind of like they were maybe computers and internet technology over the past? Now it's going to robotics.
Yeah, so I know one of our corporate sponsors, Nordson, they use robotic technology just for like dispensing glue and stuff. I mean, I think it's everywhere now. We have the drones coming out with Amazon delivering packages using drones.
Have they been talking about that?
Yeah. I think it's really important for our students to be interested in robotics because we need more people to fill the job spaces in the market.
Do you think one day, you know, maybe a few years down the road, you might actually see a robotics class like you have math and science and history? Do you think there could be a robotics class sometime in the future in high school?
I'm hoping so. I know a lot of the Northern Silicon Valley, Californian high schools do have robotics class already. And we've actually talked about having a seventh period robotics class where we would it would be our first robotics team and we would be teaching students about the hardware and software and how to put together the robot.
Well, that's great. You got to be really proud of what your team did this year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're now being joined by our final student, Niloufer Sheikh. Now, Niloufer, you are the co-founder and president of the Iron Kodiaks team. That is the Mission Hills Robotics team. You got inspired to do this by other schools that are in your system. And I understand when you graduate, you believe that there's going to be a future for you in the medical field, right?
Yeah, because robotics has such a heavy influence on the medical field. I mean, different technologies are constantly being created. Recently, they used a laser printer to build a trachea for a little girl because her trachea had collapsed. And
yeah, 3D printing using that material.
Yeah.
That's right. That is pretty amazing stuff.
It is.
Now, do you see a time where that robotic development, you mentioned 3D printing, but do you see robotics, you know, limbs actually replacing human limbs, so-called bionics?
Absolutely. I mean, I know they have like walking drones that are almost like robotic people or robotic work people. They can make them more efficient and more refined to do things that humans need to do and replace limbs like missing arms or legs.
And in the future, when you go off to college, you're a junior now.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got to go one more year in senior and probably work with the robotics team next year here at Mission Hills High School.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go off to school and you start studying this, do you see yourself coming out and actually using robotic technology in the medical field? You know, I know today, for example, there is a Da Vinci robot that actually works with microsurgery, brain surgery, that's too delicate to be done by human hands. It's being controlled by a doctor remotely. Do you see that as becoming pretty common now?
Yeah, I feel like in the modern day, people are always leaning towards technology. Even in school, they're integrating technology heavily in classes. And I feel like there's no reason that technology shouldn't be mixed in with biology. It would make it more easy and more safe for everyone to start using technology.
I'm going to ask you a hard question here, right? Terminator, do you see a time where robot technology will replace humans, or do you see it as an opportunity for humans to do more creative things and let the robots do more of the mundane things?
I think people are always going to be, you know, the mastermind behind robots. I think robots will be more of like pawns of people necessarily, mm-hmm. and people will be hopefully we'll stay the upper beings.
Well, you got to be real proud. You know, your fellow students have done a phenomenal job here, and you got a great team to look forward to come back after you graduate and see what they've been able to do. And maybe one day they're going to win that first competition. Congratulations on being a phenomenal rookie team and going all the way to the international competition.
Thank you. Everyone's worked really hard, and we're glad we're doing well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.